This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the program brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, my guest coming up next, he occupies some rarefied air. One of the problems I have with the mainline mainstream media is that when it comes to the gun issue, they either don't know what they're talking about or they talk about something that I talk about 6 months ago today like it's some new discovery. Not so with my next guest. He is a columnist at townhall.com, which we have Town Hall News. He's a friend of Bob Owens, which, you know, I do Bob by bearingarms.com, which is an offshoot of townhall.com. And in my personal opinion, he's the best-looking columnist there, bar none. We're joined today by Matt Vespa. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, you can tell Kate Pavlich I said you're the best-looking one there, too.
Sure thing.
Now, would you agree with me that when it comes to Second Amendment issues, that most of the people that write stuff in the so-called conservative press are a little slow off of their starting blocks?
Slow as in like responding to the various drivel that is peddled by the
mainstream. Yes, sir.
I think we do the best that we can. You know, I think with the proliferation of blogs, Town Hall, Hot Air, Bearing Arms, you know, the Salem umbrella of sites, Newsbusters over at the Media Research Center, which makes it their business to neutralize liberal media bias. I think we do the best that we can. But at the same time, you know, besides the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Post, and others, they also have, you know, the big three, CBS, NBC, and ABC News, which reach tens of millions of people a night. So we don't have, I mean, the Blaze TV is great. Love Dana Lash, like, you know, and the people over there. But they don't have a reach like the big three yet, but maybe that'll change in due time. So I think we do the best that we can. We obviously put out the facts. We're much more factual than the mainstream news media, and we just can't give up. We got to keep pushing the narrative that these people are wrong about guns, about gun facts, and that, you know, when someone doesn't know the laws or the nomenclature relating to firearms, that you know, they either be called out about it, and we set the record straight.
Now, when I put you and A.W.R. Hawkins, and to a degree, Kate Pavlich, townhall.com, of all of the sites out there right now, you have Bearing Arms. You guys actually went out there and got a gun guy to be Bearing Arms. But you really, with you and Kate, the two of you and some of the, you know, maybe some of the other ones there. But, I mean, Kate Pavlich has been out the gun sight. You are right there on top of everything as it happens. And you looked at somebody and you said, we need to have a gun specialist here doing bearing arms all the time, 24 hours a day, because you also write about other things as well. I put you guys are on a pedestal. I don't care about the mainstream media. They all have an agenda. I don't even watch them. I check Mounts and Matt Vespa all the time, although I do think you should make Owens take you out. I do. Take you out.
Shoot,
I'll be pushing him on that one. But what do you think that is? I mean, as a journalist, it's out there. You find it.
Yeah.
Why is the Second Amendment considered such a niche topic?
Well, I think a niche topic. You know, I think that, frankly, it isn't a niche topic. I mean, I think anything relating to the Bill of Rights is not a niche topic. I think that what you have here, maybe it's been turned into that way because most of the mainstream media sites are from liberal urban bastions who like to think of it as a niche topic because they like to put the Bill of Rights and our Constitution on a graduated scale. You know, the First Amendment's better than the Second Amendment and so on and so forth. I mean, now you have, you know, with this push in Congress from the Democrats, from anti-gun Democrats, to integrate the terrorist watch list into the NICS system for background checks for firearm sales. I mean, they're eviscerating the Fifth Amendment, the right to due process, to kind of to hamstring the Second Amendment. So, I think one of the things that, you know, you kind of find when watching these guys is in the media is that now they're, you know, because they haven't been able to go anywhere, Bill. We all know this. I mean, it's a Republican Congress. You know, if the Republicans keep either one of the chambers of Congress, you know, gun control is not going anywhere. So on some level, our side kind of needs to somewhat calm down a little bit. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't go out and exercise your rights to buy as much guns and ammo as you want, but nothing's going to happen. The Democrats don't have the votes to do much, but they're starting to change the narrative in order to make that happen, which is now you see that with the San Bernardino thing and the awful Paris attacks that was executed by ISIS. They're trying to equate every mass shooting with an act of terrorism, and that is just absolutely not the case. Terrorism is a very defined action, an agenda. It's the use of political violence and intimidation to coerce a civilian population to change or kowtow to the agenda of whatever mad person is executing the attack. In this case, in France, they're very clear that they're attacking Paris because, the French insulted the prophet. Paris is, you know, the bastion of abomination and debauchery. But also, just, you know, they're attacking them because France intervened in airstrikes in Syria. I mean, that is a clearly defined goal. You know, no one called, you know, when Adam Lanza senselessly murdered 20 school children, no one called that an act of terrorism. It was a mass shooting because Adam Lanza didn't have a political agenda.
Right.
So, it's kind of, you know, the New York Times ran, you know, for the first time in a century, ran a front page ad calling for the end the gun violence epidemic here. And they said that every mass shooting is a act of terrorism in some way or form. And then they go down and say they need to ban assault rifles because and that could be easily defined. Well, hold on a second. You didn't even define terrorism properly. And we all know that the liberal definition of a so-called assault weapon, which does not exist, no such thing. They're assault rifles, if you want to use the proper term. You know, was laughable during the 1994 omnibus crime bill that was passed under Clinton. So, you know, you got that. You have the fact that, and given that, I mean, I'm sure your listeners know there is no gun violence epidemic. I mean, gun deaths have gone down 3.9% from last year. The Bureau of Justice Statistics, which is by the Department of Justice, did a study between 1993. Which is a high in firearm-related homicides. From 1993 to 2011, it dropped 39%. If you go to Pew Research, from that same, pretty much the same period, 1993 to 2010, it dropped 49%. You know, gun victimization rates in which, you know, a firearm was used in an assault or whatnot, those have dropped 75%. You know,
Hang on a minute. We're going to talk about those statistics in light of another column you wrote where you found out something else that got broached to the townhall.com audience. My guest today from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432, unless you're trying to fax me. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Once again, my guest this hour from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. Now, you you were talking about the reaction of the Democrats, the gun grabbers, every time, and how they don't have the votes and everything. But you also recognize something that not too many people have talked about, and definitely nobody in the mainstream press, because of the admission this would be. You recently talked about how many guns have been bought during Obama's presidency, which is a staggering amount of guns when you consider the rest of the world. What do you, I mean, is it stupidity on the part of the Democrats to show their cards and stimulate? We got this going on right now. We got this going on right now since San Bernardino. There's lines going out of gun shops trying to get in there to buy a gun.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, and I want to make something clear. I mean, I think it was over since Obama's presidency, over 100 million guns have been bought by Americans. And this isn't based off of, you know, spikes that we see after mass shootings and Obama and the Democrats get up there and basically insinuate that they, you know, want to curtail our Second Amendment rights. This is nationwide, Bill. I mean, everyone's exercising in their rights, their Second Amendment rights, which is fantastic, especially women. Women are the fastest growing demographic of new gun owners. Their rate of ownership has doubled in the past decade, and they are also lining up for their CCW permits, as is everybody else across the country. I think since 2007, there's been a 270% increase in concealed carry permits handed out to women and a 156% increase for men. So, and also, our rate of violent crime has also maintained at record lows. So, and that's, you know, getting back to before we went into commercial break, I'm sorry I kind of went into that little data bomb there, but it's always very nice to read off facts, especially when they're on, you know, our side. So, but basically, you know, gun deaths are down. Non-fatal firearm-related accidents, which were like 1.4 million in 93, have been halved. You know, and I think we can give a hat tip to one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the country, the National Rifle Association, which makes it their business to teach about gun safety. So
yes,
I think that's
true gun safety, real gun safety.
True,
yeah,
real gun safety. So you know, this is not a new phenomenon. I think that, you know, Pew Research also found that support for gun rights is at a 25-year high. People support, you know, Second Amendment rights, even millennials. You know, the this you know, my generation, who I often disagree with on almost everything, is, you know, supportive of gun rights. So this is not going away. I know there was a little bit after I believe, you know, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank on the most recent mass shooting that we had here, but you know, about having a free society.
Umqua.
You know, sorry. Oh yes, thank you. Oh my gosh, thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. Yeah, the community college shooting in Oregon. You know, basically everyone was saying that, you know, well, not everyone was saying. I take that back. But there were a few op-eds calling for, you know, a gun-free society, or we should adopt Australian and UK-based gun control policies, which is confiscation. I mean, if you read into it, which is one thing that I you know, again, what you referenced at the beginning of the segment, you know, how they don't know anything about, you know, the gun laws of this country and other countries for that matter.
Well, I mean, and the way they portrayed in the press, I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton got out there and made out like, well, you know, in Australia, they got out there and offered to buy the guns back, and the Australian people, looking and recoiling in terror, said, yes, exactly. Of course, I'll sell you my gun. And that's not exactly the way it went. And then the other part about it is that the Australian form of government, the third tier of the government, is Queen Elizabeth of the United Kingdom.
Yep, exactly.
They're still considered part of a monarchy, and that makes it sort of illegal to even think about doing that here. The other part of it is that, you know, that'd be a really bad day in Baghdad if they tried to go out confiscatory, I think, in the United States.
Yeah, and also we actually have an explicit right to to own a handgun or any firearm for that matter.
Right. Right.
And, you know, it's you know, you have that, you have, you know, and also it kind of blew up the whole, you know, universal background check narrative that they've been pushing, because Oregon has universal background checks. And
they sure do.
And this awful tragedy still happened, you know. And here's the thing that I think kind of scares people, and it should scare everybody, is that people who have done, who have committed mass shootings in the past, usually, you know, the vast majority of them have exhibited signs of mental illness. That is a fact. But also, there's this profile of, you know, young, angry American male. Well, guess what? There are tens of millions of young men in this country who fit that profile, but they don't commit mass murder. So,
yep.
What are you going to do? We're going to round all these people up? I mean, it's honestly being vigilant. It is exercising Second Amendment rights. It is you know, having that responsibility to go out, get comfortable with firearms, go to the proper courses, become comfortable with that firearm, and hopefully you live in a state that you know, has an easy concealed carry process. And
We've got about a minute left.
States, sure. Yeah, studies have shown that, you know, states with high, you know, with permissible concealed, you know, carry laws have lower rates of crime.
You have a New Jersey phone number. Are you in New Jersey?
No.
Thank goodness.
No.
You're in Virginia?
No. I'm in Virginia.
Okay. All right. I, when I saw that, I was like, oh, gosh, I got to ask him about that. Listen.
Yeah, no,
folks,
I just kept it.
Well, it's a conversation starter, let me tell you. Folks, you can catch.
Oh, absolutely.
How many articles do you publish a day? Two or three or four?
I try to get three to five posts a day.
At townhall.com, you can catch Matt. He's the one that is getting it right all the time. He writes about everything that we care about, everything that could lead to gunplay when the government fumbles it, he writes about it. Hopefully, Matt, you would not be averse to doing this again?
No, I would love to come back on your show, Bill. This is a great, I had a great time. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon. Matt Vespa, townhall.com. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. You have a nice day, too.
You too. Eternal Vigilance. I like it. Check him out. Townhall.com. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. Here's my philosophy, okay? And what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about how France and the United States, France leading the way, of course, France and the United States, slowly the populace is turning right, as in right-leaning politically, okay, which means they're leaning in my direction, your direction. Here's the thing. For the gun grabbers out there, like the New York Times think that you and I should not have semi-automatic weapons like the AR-15, the AK, the AR-180, Galils, Faxons, SCARs, ACRs, you name it. They don't think we should have them. They think that when something like that happens, when a bad thing like that happens and people are using that, that we should call people to show up and they will arrive with the semi-automatic rifles and the ACRs and the AR-15s and the Faxons and all the other stuff. That's okay. And it's okay to wait. It's okay to wait. They're also saying it's okay for some of you to die And I don't really understand that at all. Because the New York Times, as an example, I've never been to their building. I'm going to look and see what kind of security they got. They may have multi-layers. I don't know. They probably should, because they are the paper of record for the United States and the bastion of capitalism, New York City, which to me would make them a gigantic soft target, no matter what they have, because the advantage is always going to be in the hands of the attacker. For the first five seconds, the attacker has got it all. He's got it all because he's coming up and he's starting the operation. So my belief is that I am going to carry and have and own exactly the same tools as the people I would call. Because it isn't that I have no use for police. It's that I don't have enough time for them. So, there we have it. Now, France, this past Sunday, they had their first round of regional elections. And the clear and stunning winner of this was the National Front Party of Marine Le Pen. Her party rolled up 30% of the vote and came in first in 6 of 13 regions. Marine herself won, and I'm sure it's pronounced differently because it's French, but she won 40% of her northeast district. This despite Francois Hollande's tremendous and positive publicity from his presidential role in the Charlie Hebdo and Paris massacres and the climate summit. They came in third. What drove this victory? According to the Wall Street Journal, Ms. Le Pen's victory, who combined the party's anti-immigration stance with calls for hardline security measures, tighter control of their borders, has only bolstered her support in the 3 weeks since the Paris attacks. She looks like Nostradamus, is what it boils down to. The rightward shift in French politics is being replicated across Europe as nations tighten borders and erect new checkpoints against the tsunami of migrants and refugees from Africa and the Middle East. Angela Merkel and open borders are yesterday in Europe. Marine Le Pen is tomorrow. Here in these United States, the San Bernardino shooting has happened. Let me answer this question for the chat room. Guest 136, there are 34,000 carry permits in New York. He's asking if you can carry in New York. However, to get a carry permit in New York, you have to be somebody like Charles Schumer or Donald Trump. You can't be you have to be an A-list celebrity. You can't be a B-list or a C or a D. And you have to be politically tied in with somebody. But there's 34,000 carry permits. Arthur Sulzberger of the New York Times had a carry permit. Okay? Or if you're in government, you don't even have to have a carry permit. You just walk around with a gun if you're in government. So there's the answer to that. San Bernardino shooting has shifted things for us. On immigration, terrorism, borders, crime and security, we're moving towards the right. Right now, this makes Donald Trump seem like Nostradamus. He's saying he will send illegal immigrants back and make Mexico pay for his wall. He's the least restrained on what he would do to the Islamic State as far as the way he explains it, and his lead nationally has now reached an unprecedented 20 points. In Iowa, Ted Cruz is surging. Cruz would carpet bomb ISIS into oblivion and try to make the sand around Raqqa glow in the dark. He charges Rubio with collaborating with Senator Chuck Schumer in backing amnesty for illegal immigrants. In return, Rubio tears into Cruz daily, charging him with being soft on national security for having backed the USA Freedom Act that denies the NSA instant access to all phone and computer records of American citizens. I think Rubio comes down on the wrong side of that one. Like most Republicans, Cruz supported keeping NSA's hands off the metadata of electronic communications of U.S. citizens. But that position seems more suited to the libertarian movement that has passed, not the national security movement that we live in today. That's one thing that we have to make really damn sure we don't fall for, okay? Really sure that we don't fall for. We cannot go so hard towards the security end that we start denying liberties again. There is a clear... Do you want to know what the nice medium would be? What do they call it? The the term is escaping me. Letting everybody carry a gun, making the United States shall issue, give out 100% reciprocity, get the politics out of it, and just let us have the Second Amendment and shut up. You want to see a happy medium? There you go. The happy medium would be having an armed America. It worked back in the 40s. You know, the Japanese emperor, or not the emperor, one of the Japanese generals said, Yamamoto, I think it was, we're not going to invade the American mainland because there's a gun behind every blade of grass. Terrorism that doesn't succeed in killing anybody is not terrorism. It's suicide. That's the boys at Garland, Texas. Even Hillary Clinton, to a certain degree, has stuck her finger in the air and figured out that she's got to move a little bit right. She's saying she's ready to take military action if Iran fails to comply with the slightest provision of Obama's nuclear agreement. She wants tech companies to start policing and shutting down Islamist websites that preach hate and may have radicalized the couple that moved out of San Bernardino, carried out in San Bernardino. She added dismissively, you're going to hear all the familiar complaints, freedom of speech, etc., etc. Washington Post reported on how Bernie Sanders, yesterday's socialist sensation, received a tepid response when he spoke to a crowd about income equality but failed to address the Islamist terrorist atrocity and what he would do about it. America is responding right now. Kind of hard, we're moving. Right now, Rob Morris posted a picture of a gun shop outside of San Bernardino with a line going outside waiting to get in. Buy them and learn how to use them. Buy them and learn how to use them. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, I mentioned earlier that Monday when I'm filling in at WORD, which will be next week, I'll be filling it in at ORD 10 to 12 for the Vince Coakley radio program. And then the following week, 6 to 10. One of the things I'm going to do is to talk about active shooter response. Now, for me, active shooter response means I hear the first shots. I'm going to find out where they are. And then I'm drawing a weapon, and I'm moving to cover. I am then going on what is referred to in the military on defilade, which means I'm going to try to get out of his line of sight and out of his line of fire. Okay? That's the basic part of it. That is not always going to be a possibility across the United States. I am one of the ones that gets out there, and everybody listening, most of you listening to me, you're one of the ones, but we're the exception to the rule. Now, in Santa Ana, Orange County employees, here's the headline. Orange County employees, after San Bernardino shootings, Orange County employees to be trained to use office items for self-defense. They will be trained to use routine office items to defend themselves from attacks as part of an action plan that will include assessing the vulnerability of all county buildings, according to Board of Supervisors Chairman Todd Spitzer. This is Kabuki Theater. Okay, this is security theater. He says it might be a paperclip holder, but it's going to be something. You have to know how to use the tools that are available to you to protect yourself. Let's talk about tools. I like that term. Now, a tool that has function is primarily designed to do one thing. Okay? Like an axe is designed to chop things. Can an axe be used to chop people? Yes, it can, but it's not what it was designed to do. It's actually designed to chop wood. It could also, if you don't mind dulling it up really bad, it can break things. Same as a saw or a hammer or a clamp. A clamp is designed to keep something together. I don't know how you misuse a clamp. I guess you could. A paperclip holder, unless it's big and heavy and long, is not a weapon. It cannot be repurposed. This, what he's talking about is we're going to look around the office and repurpose everything there. Now, okay, Jackie Chan does that in his movies where he fights with a step ladder and, you know, with a clothes hangers and with a clothes like a rod and all these other things. But not everybody's going to be Jackie Chan. Hand-to-hand combat, which is exactly what this is something that is reserved for the purview of people who practice this on a daily basis. It is a martial art. It is not something you can assimilate and master overnight. Spitzer says that our lives may change a little bit. We have to really think differently today. You do have to think differently today, Mr. Spitzer. Let me tell you how you can think differently. For these companies that do not want to allow the entirety of their populace to carry a gun within their borders, they need to think like a school, like the FASTER program. Look for volunteers and let them train to carry a gun on the premises. You don't have to have any special permission in a business, as far as I know, except from the business. It's private property. You can do what you want when you're in there. I don't know what California law would affect that. I'll have to ask some people around about that. You cannot fight an active shooter without some sort of special set of skills, which your office workers simply don't have. They don't have it. It's not coming. You're not going to get it. They do realize, you know, they do realize certain things, but Sheriff Sandra Hutchins praised his plan and detailed ongoing security measures taken by the Sheriff's Department, including a two-hour course on understanding mass shootings for all county employees. See, this is, now we're beginning to overthink things, okay? We're beginning to overthink things. One of the things that Matt was talking about was how, you know, we identify this group or that group, that demographic, this demographic. We can get out there and look at them all day long, okay? My theme that I have tried to push upon you for going on 3 years now is that you should prepare for all things. Don't worry about this label, that label. Don't worry about whether you're fighting somebody with no legs, somebody that's riding a bicycle. Don't worry about any of that. Prepare to fight everything. One of the common denominators to that would be to have a firearm and know how to use it in the case of self-defense. Getting out there and trying to do anything short of meeting a firearm threat with another firearm and tactics employed is foolish. I guess there's some, come on, Bill, it's got to be better than nothing. I don't know to what degree. I do not know what to if you're not going to, you know, the way the military does things is they train you through various steps. And it's not necessarily that when military personnel go into combat the first time that they're out there instilled with some sort of Captain Courageous attitude. It's that they start going through the steps and they start executing the steps that they have had drilled into them incessantly. That's why there's so much yelling in the training phase of the military, because you got to take a skateboarder and turn him into a killing machine. And that's what it all boils down to. Everybody gets the same basic training, whether you're flipping communists or omelets. It doesn't matter. And this approach of everything short of going lethal with them is a waste of time. And it gets people killed if it actually happens there. And
really curious as to know, you know, I'm almost certain, like with everything that we seem to see, when the shooting starts, everybody goes to cover. That's instinctive. That's instinctive. When the shooting starts, everybody tries to find cover. They try to hide behind a speck of dust. There's nobody getting up there saying, how can I repurpose this set of scissors? There's my pencil sharpener. What can I do with it? Ah, there's my stapler. He's had it now. Somebody doing that. They're hiding. And they're hiding because they don't have a competent response to gunfire, which there's only one competent response to gunfire. That's more direct, more focused gunfire at them. That's it. That's all there is. I wish I was Donnie Yen and I could jump and throw a half gainer over the top of a car and come down on you before you had a chance to make your finger flex and I could stop that shot and catch the bullet and everything else. I wish I could. But I can't. I do, however, know how to move to cover. I do know how, I know how to shoot behind cover. I know how to shoot well behind cover. It's not a guarantee. It's not a default position, mind you. I could get shot with the first outgoing round of fire available, but I have a better chance than looking around and saying, oh, look, there's a garbage can, and he's 40 feet away. I will attack. I'm not looking to repurpose anything. I carry something designed with the expressed purpose of fighting in a gunfight. That's it. That's all there is to it. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you do. This is now a topic for you to consider. It is now a topic for you to consider. And those of us that, you know, the people I know, they're already considering it, been considering it for years. I want everybody ready, though. We will do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.